It is the weekend. We're going to do a bit of a season review, but using the weekend's games as a jumping off point. And to do that, I've got Neil Atkinson and I've got Andy Bell. And I am John Gibbons. If I didn't say that, I don't think I did. But hopefully you recognise my voice by now. I've been talking a lot into microphones over the last 10 years or so. But we're going to start at the top and I'll still get a win. Crystal Palace, I don't think we'll be too bothered in terms of what they've got ahead. They've got a sort of European final. It feels like good seasons for both of them to me, Andy. Obviously for Arsenal, you know, finally getting the win. It's been over 20 years. I had a funny experience of being in Islington the day after Arsenal won the league. I wish it was Liverpool. Arsenal won the league. And, you know, seeing all the shirts and everyone, you know, how happy you are, I would have found it hard to begrudge them. You know, it's been a long period for them. And, I mean, to be fair to Arsenal, might even get better. They've got a Champions League final next week. They're not favourites for it, but... Well, they've got a better chance than anyone else.
Got a better chance than us anyway. I thought it was just going to be a thoroughly silly game yesterday, so I backed over 5 goals. I think at one point Palace scored, don't they, to make it 2-2, and it gets ruled out because it takes a deflection off the lad who's offside. But yeah, I mean, Arsenal make, I think, 9 or 10 changes. Obviously, the goalkeeper's playing. Norgaard, who's barely seen any minutes this season, gets a game. And it's an interesting sort of tactic, really, because it means that obviously most of those players don't get any minutes on the pitch for 2 weeks before the Champions League final. Now, we've spoken before about how PSG are at such an advantage being in that league where they don't have to be at their best all season like you pretty much do to win the Premier League most years. So PSG will be fit and fresh, and you know there's two fewer teams in Ligue 1 from a starting point. So you know they will be raring to go. So I think Arteta sort of looked at it and thought, well, actually, rest over rhythm at this point of the season gives us the best chance against PSG.